Good evening, the full house. Great. We're going to call to order the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting, Board of School Trustees. Today is Monday, February 1st. Tomorrow's Groundhog Day. 6:31 actually is the time, and I'll ask for approval of the agenda for tonight's meeting. Need a motion, please. Moved by Mrs. Witt, and second by Mrs. Austin. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
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 We have one that's not remote, so we want to make sure I'm keeping her, and she's a second or two behind us. Approval of the minutes of the January 4th, 2021, regular organizational meeting to the Board of School Trustees. Need a motion, please. Moved by Dr. Springer, second by Mr. Schott. Discussion, any questions or additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, we will go to communication from the audience, current agenda items. And Andy, you have signed up for item number 11.
Yes.
Floor is yours.
Okay.
Yeah, you can come up and speak and say who you are for the record.
Wonderful. My name is Andy Hipscher. I am co-president of the West Lafayette Education Association. My co-president is Mary Del Forbes. We both teach at the junior senior high school. And I'm here tonight just to give a brief thanks to the board for considering board resolution on staff vaccinations, agenda item number 11. Over the weekend, Mrs. Forbes penned a very well-written letter that we are planning on sending to Governor Holcomb later on this week, hopefully as early as tomorrow, asking him to keep his promise to put educators and school staff members next in line for vaccinations, as was promised back when we received word that Indiana would be getting vaccinations. So we are writing this letter in conjunction with the other two large teachers unions in Tippecanoe County, the Tippecanoe County, or the TEA, and LSC's LEA. All three of us joined on this one letter to hopefully get that message across. And we want to thank the board for considering this resolution tonight on the agenda. So thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that. Move on to unfinished business. I have none. New business, academic achievement, student recognition, and Shelley, the floor is yours.
All right, good evening. At this time, we'd like to recognize our first ever West Side Way to Go Award recipients. So this award was created to recognize students that have exemplified what it means to be a good citizen, and which follows our school district's mission. Each school will recognize three students this evening, and the students were selected by their teachers and administrators. So we'll start at the elementary school. Amber has three students, and then if the students can stay up here so that we can see a picture, that would be great.
Hello, we are very excited to celebrate three of our students tonight, and they are all three here, so I'm very excited. First, I want Ms. Imogen Olson to come on up. Imogen is a, some comments that I've got, come on. Imogen is a teacher's dream. She is friendly, kind, and always helpful. She is always one of the first students to offer help to a friend. On top of being an amazing part of our classroom community, Imogen is always also a dedicated student. She is constantly trying her best and putting a great deal of effort into her work. She always has a positive attitude and is happy to share what she knows with our class. So let's celebrate Ms. Imogen. Next, we get to celebrate Lennox Martin. She is in second grade. Lennox works hard at everything she does. She always gives 100% effort. She is a very talented artist who loves to draw and takes great pride in her artwork. This year, Lennox was the school-wide winner of the bookmark contest during Red Ribbon Week. And we've actually, Lennox, given every single one of these ladies and gentlemen up here one of your bookmarks so they can see how awesome you did. Her bookmark was reproduced and shared with every single student and staff member at West Lafayette Elementary School. We are super proud of her. So let's celebrate Lennox. work, he says thank you. He is just a great all-around kid. So let's celebrate here. Remember to stand right here, stay right there, and just look right there at Mrs. Johnson.
Perfect. Thank you.
Great job. Good evening. I'm Stephanie Qualio, and I'm the Assistant Principal at West Lafayette Intermediate School. For those that don't know me, I first want to say that Mrs. Pizarro's our principal, so sad to not be here today. She's taking care of a sick little one today, so she couldn't be here, but is actually watching us right now, so I hope we all make her proud and she'll be excited. So let's start with Mrs. Natalie Cattell. Natalie displays kindness and positivity at all times. She's always willing to help, always has a smile on her face, and always goes above and beyond with her work to ensure both understanding and excellence. She is an active member of her student council and communicates important information with her classmates. Natalie stands out as exceptional in academics, citizenship, and at her. Way to go, Natalie. We're proud of you. Next up, we have Jessica Sheen. Jessica is all around an incredible student and human. She always gives 110% effort on assignments, is super creative, seeks out support when she needs it, and gives support to other students often. Even in an e-learning environment, she finds ways to encourage her classmates with her kindness. She often comments on our Google Classroom and Flipgrid, complimenting other students in deep and meaningful ways. She brings joy to our class meetings every day. Because of e-learning, I also have the opportunity to see her at home being a wonderful sibling to her little sister. She's kind, enthusiastic, and talented. She's always willing to share and connect to our classmates and shares her amazing musical skills with us by sending videos of her piano playing. Jessica, you're doing an amazing job. Way to go.
Perseverance as a student during this time. So congratulations. And next, we have a sophomore, Isaiah Mee. And Isaiah has intervened during lunch when some students were making poor choices and did not go unnoticed. He actually cleaned up a mess that was created unnecessarily and then went to tell the administrator during the lunch period what had happened. And so, Isaiah, your actions are a true example of what it means to have pride in your school and, more importantly, to be an outstanding citizen. So I want to thank you for taking the time to do something that might have seemed inconsequential, but it's a big deal. So congratulations. And completing our travel through the time, we have senior Treasurer Sparkler. So we'll invite Treasurer to come up. Treasurer is willing to provide a helping hand to all kinds of people whenever it's needed. And she took, for example, the lead for our Girls Empowerment Group, which has gained a lot of traction this year. And she's worked with that group whenever needed during each of the four lunch hours, A through D. And these ladies also looked up to her, and hope you know this, as a mentor. And they really do value your input. So it's a wonderful choice of being a positive role model for peers. And I just want to thank you very much, Treasurer, for everything.
Achievement Online Summer School and Mr. Sloat.
Yeah, we have that down for my agenda item. Steve's been working on that opinion. Contact the high school. I'm going to have Steve do that presentation.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Working with Mr. Schreiner and Mr. Sheffield in high school, we learned that there was some interest in offering a pilot program for online summer school in a few social studies classes offered by West Lafayette instructors. And these would include U.S. history, world history, government, and economics. The pilot is being offered as part of the Indiana Department of Education reimbursement for summer school that the schools are eligible for, and would be subject to the sufficient enrollment requirements to meet reimbursement requirements of the DOE. And also, we would need sufficient interest from West Lafayette teaching staff to instruct these courses as well. So our goal was to determine these contingencies by April 1st so that we can submit our detailed plan to the DOE and make adjustments as we need to. We also would like to continue using Indiana Online Academy as our vendor for summer school classes, particularly for those that are not in the social studies pilot or if any of these courses don't meet our contingencies to be offered this summer through West Lafayette. So we ask for consideration for a resolution that will allow us to consider to move forward to lead our contingencies and offer these four courses to West Lafayette High School, as well as the continue using Indiana Online as our vendor for other courses.
I need a motion, please. Moved by Mrs. Austin. Second by Mrs. Witt. Discussion, questions?
Would the cost for the pilot program to the students be the same as for the online academy?
Yes, it would be. Actually, it would be tuition-free for students. Our goal is to be able to get as close to 100% reimbursement from the DOE summer school program as possible.
Do you anticipate that this, if there's interest in enrollment, do you anticipate the proctor reporting process for the test and all that will be similar? You know?
I think that we're going to be working with the teachers to make sure that they have their testing requirements and curricular requirements lined up for the exigencies of summer school, and that's part of working through this whole process between now and April 1st.
Great, thank you.
What's the biggest unknown for you in terms of just trying to gauge interest and just making sure you have enough, not only interest, but staffing to cover it by the 1st of April? That's your biggest concern?
That's right. We have to be a minimum of 15 in each course in order to be eligible for reimbursement from the DOE. So we need to make sure we meet that requirement and make sure that we have the staffing in place. So we're kind of at the beginning phases of this, but things move fast and we need to be able to put in place a contract with the Indiana Online Academy should we not need these contingencies.
Other questions? Anybody else? Questions? Okay, all, this again, just a motion to really take to move this further down the road. Need a motion, or excuse me, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You guys see your thumbs up? Opposed? Hearing none, that motion carries. Thank you, Steve, for your work on that. And good luck as you move forward. School board policy revisions, and go back to you, Russ.
Okay, so you know, we've been on a plan here to continue upgrading school board policies through NEOLA, which has been that provider to give guidance on these different adjustments. In your packet, where some revisions that the policy committee has gone through and made recommendations. I think Aaron and Rachel on that committee. So they studied it, and we do recommend that the board, you know, consider this approval for these revisions.
Okay, I need a motion, please.
No move.
Moved by Dr. Springer.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schott. Discussion? Questions?
Yeah, just to clarify. We're finishing up on the fall updates from NEOLA, and these are very minor changes, and they're mandated by new federal and state legislation that went into effect June 1st, 2020. So the language is required in our policy.
Any questions or comments? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Thank you. Move back to Happy Hollow Boiler System, and Steve, back to you.
Yeah, I think we're kind of switching up.
Okay, all right. Like
that. We talk more today about some of these items. So while we're looking at Happy Hollow, the boiler, as you know, aging equipment in here, but as you can see, we still have use of the building. You know, we have COVID testing here, or negotiations with the Eastern Library, we have some other considerations, so we need to keep the building heated. If you don't keep the building heated, you're going to have to bend and drain. Well, what's happened in the last few weeks, we've had severe boiler issues. We have two boilers currently. One is going out on and off, and the other is not stable. So in a boiler system, you have your burners, and the burners are corroded. You can just are not efficient. And then you have piping with the water going through the system, and that's corroded because of the age and the corrosion over the years. So Larry Terry has talked to Steve and I about, you know, we need to act pretty quick on this. We don't want to be down. And class Larry said, what if boilers go down? Well, he said, you're going to have to, within in the winter, 2 or 3 days, drain all the water system and the piping in the buildings. Otherwise, you're going to freeze, and then you're going to have a lot of issues. So we'd like to keep this on a fast track. And so what, just an idea, he's out, he's gotten some quotes on this from different engineers that have looked at the system and how we can replace it. We have two boilers now. The recommendation would be to replace it with three that would be smaller, that would be more efficient. The capacity of these would have the capacity, depending on the board's future plans for the building, that could handle future configurations or, you know, different uses. So we're not going to have to replace that. And we're looking at, so far with the cost, you have about $155,000 in boiler cost. You got another $35,000 or so for the tubes and the motors and electrical work and things like that. So you're going to be a neighborhood of $300,000. We would fund this. Our plan at this point would be to fund it out of the rainy day fund. I mean, the board has resolutions for how you spend rainy day money. This is one of the resolutions that's been active, as you can put it on for building repairs as emergencies that comes up. So to keep it moving quick, I asked Bob Riley to look in a little bit how we can handle this. He said he could make some comments on how we can keep this on a faster pace so we don't get caught.
Indiana has a special provision under Indiana Code 36-1-12-9 that authorizes the school board to declare an emergency regarding expenditure. And talking to Ross this afternoon, it sounded like this might fit within that category. And what that does, that avoids having to go through the advertising process and bidding process. One of the preconditions is that you have to have two bids, and we've got two bids on this matter. So what I suggested was that the board adopt an emergency resolution regarding these boilers pursuant to Indiana Code, reciting section of the actual resolution, and authorize the process.
So that'd be what we request. If you consider this under that Indiana Code, this will allow us to move much quicker than if we tell them you have to do a lot of hoops. It's probably going to be summer, if, you know, hopefully it lasts. But this would just speed the process up. And we're going to have the same results as if it delayed. But I just feel more comfortable trying to keep this moving on a quicker pace so we don't get caught here. I mean, you still got 8 March and April. I mean, you still got several months of heat yet coming up. And so that would be our recommendation for the board to consider this resolution to move ahead with this. How is that code? Based on the code?
IC 36-1-12-9. And it's a provision that permits an emergency approval of an expenditure and requires the board to declare the emergency and then authorize the administration to move forward.
As I said, the funds, you know, the funds are appropriated and the funds are approved for expenditures. Just this would allow us to move a little bit quicker than like you would on another project with this kind of dollar threshold.
I need a motion, please. We'll come back to you. Okay, approved by Mrs. Austin, second by Mrs. Witt. Back to you, Amy, your question.
Yeah, when you use that emergency expenditure, is there a time frame during which you have to then act, and are we prepared to act within that time frame, or is it once it's decided you...
It's actually silent on it, but I think... there is an emergency here. It's your machine.
Yeah.
You know, you wouldn't pass it because that was the discussion we had today. So it's really an emergency because if it goes down, we don't have heat in the building.
Right.
And if you're asking how long do we have to get this done?
Correct. If the emergency would expire after a certain period of time.
No, I don't think it would. Okay. I mean, this allows us to move quicker, mm-hmm. and so there's really no deadline on it, but I mean, this something that'll have to move quickly on, and of course, by the time you order the equipment, they have to build it. I mean, it's not going to be like next week, but this would save some of the other hoops we have to go through otherwise.
Have the bidders give indication of the timeframe to open that, or?
Well, they, Larry got to me today, and I've seen, do you remember he gave the timeline?
He thinks probably early March.
Yeah, first of March, he'd like to get in, and once spring breaks, that second week, or March, aren't getting here anyway, but the goal, he thinks we could have it by the first, second week of March.
So not by Sunday, when it's supposed to be 7 below.
Bring in your salamander.
So, I always want to know, worst case scenario, what happens if we don't pass this tonight? Boiler fails, things freeze up, if the drain system, what cost, what the idea of what that worst case cost might be?
If you had to drain it?
If everything, yeah, it just.
We just didn't flood it.
Didn't do anything, we didn't flood it, and we went on the slow boat, what would be the potential risk?
You got, your one risk is, you tell the COVID people they aren't going to have any heat. If the library's in here at the least, which, working on, you can tell we don't have any heat, and you'd have to drain all the fluids and water lines in the building, so you're going to have more maintenance expense. I mean, I get, you're going to have some expense, you're going to have a lot more inconvenience.
The point is, we still have to pay for the boiler.
Yeah, you still have to.
Regardless.
It needs to be done, this is a matter to get it done quicker.
Okay.
Any other questions? I mean, and then obviously the COVID testing is all that's extremely important as well. Stop that. Any other questions? Anybody else? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Do you guys see you there? Okay. Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. Okay, we'll move on to school bus and activity bus, and Ross, back to you.
Okay, so when the board approved the budget for 21, the calendar year budget, they also approved bus replacement plan. It's a 5-year plan, and of course our immediate need is year 2021. You can adjust to years later, but 2021 was approved, and then that plan we have indicated to trade in for the dealers in the state. So the bidding is done, and the bid on the options and everything, and then we have a list of different brand of bus and options, and so we can select them to get our needs. So we're asking the board now, this has been approved in the budget, but we're asking the board now to go ahead and give us permission to actually search out and get these buses ordered.
Motion, please.
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Schott. Second by Mr. Austin. Discussion or questions? Again, already in the budget as part of our bus replacements. Pretty much of a formality, but any other questions? Okay, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that people the motion carries. Thank you, Ross. Resolution to amend signatories, and Ross, it's back to you.
Okay, I've had another project I'm going to hand off to Steve. He's been working in with the ECA, extracurricular activity people, a little bit more. So Steve, you want to explain that, please?
Sure. We recently had a change in ECA treasurer. We asked for a couple of other resolutions in the last couple of months regarding this. And this is just concerning the signatories on the ECA checking account and CDs. So we ask your approval of a resolution to change the signatories on the Huntington ECA checking account to Constance Laws, the new ECA treasurer, and also the CDs associated with the ECA account, and those are at Horizon Bank.
At Horizon.
It is right.
Okay.
Well, these are sets you have.
There's two sets.
You have Huntington and Horizon both.
Yeah. And do I need to abstain from this?
I don't
Second by Dr. Springer. Any other questions or discussion? Questions? All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Hearing none, that motion does carry. February ADM, and Ross, back to you.
Okay, so today was our spring student count. And remember, in the fall, our student count was 2258. That time we had, that included about 800 virtual students that were, you know, studying online. So the February count today, and this could vary little because Abby has to go through and verify, you know, conflicts with other districts and things. We're 2251, so we're down around 7. Our virtual numbers, I mean, that's all incorporated into this base number, is probably closer to 700, which tells you you probably had about 100 students come back on site for second semester. That number still, I mean, we're pleased it only went down to 7. We like to have it going up, of course. Here, you know, so you look this year from September to February, it dropped about 7. Last year from September to February, we dropped 40. And I thought that, I mean, just think back then what happened, and I talked to Abby today, she thought that, remember that was back when all this pandemic business started. We probably had a lot of students not come back for the second semester, you know, last a year ago, because we dropped 40 for the second count. So we're stable on the count. We just like to have it higher overall.
What about early graduation?
Early graduation, I don't see, what do you think you have many over there?
Six.
Six?